In this video, we're going to talk about developing custom actions with Visual Studio 2010. And these custom actions are custom actions within a workflow that we're actually going to execute in SharePoint Online. Now, why would I want to do this? Well, custom workflow actions give me the ability to create actions that don't come with SharePoint Designer or with declarative workflows out of the box. So if I come across a scenario and there's not an action to support that scenario, I can implement a custom workflow action and actually get that work done and add it to my workflow that executes up in SharePoint Online. So how do I do this? Well, first I define a class with a method of a particular signature, as we'll see in the demo here in a minute, within Visual Studio 2010. So again, this is SharePoint Online work, so it's the same tools, Visual Studio 2010, the same SDKs, APIs, language, and so on that we use to develop on-prem with SharePoint 2010. And I can essentially do anything that I can do within a sandbox solutions. Again, since it's SharePoint Online and the only supported project type within SharePoint Online is sandbox solutions, I can do anything that I want as long as it I can implement it with a sandbox solution. Now, that creates the actual code that gets the work done. But if I want to surface that in SharePoint Designer so I can use it within my particular workflow or give it to an end user to use in their particular workflow, I have to define that workflow action for SharePoint Designer, and I do that via an elements.xml file. So using the workflow actions element, I can define any number of actions. The action actually shows, you know, what the name and where the action is going to be located in the action dropdown. The rule designer element actually tells you, you know, what the sentence is within, you know, the workflow designer, you know, this, you know, click this link, fill in the blank, so on and so forth, that you'll see with the other actions. And then the parameters element and the parameters sub-element actually maps that sentence to the call within the class defined within the action. So let's go ahead and do that. What we're going to do is we're going to develop a custom action to go with the workflow that we created in the last video. And this custom action will give us an opportunity to do something within a sandbox solution that isn't supported within the built-in actions out of the box. In this video, we're going to augment a workflow running in SharePoint Online with a custom action. And we're going to do this to add a action to the workflow that's not supported out of the box. So if you look at the workflow that we have here from the prior video, the non-standard business purchase approval workflow, you can see kind of the flow of it where we start an approval process on the current item, we log some details about the workflow to the history list, and then we go through and, you know, if the item was approved, we send an email, otherwise we delete the item and send an email to let the user know that the request was rejected. Well, actually, what we want to do here is, let's say that we wanted to create a new site for this particular non-standard business purchase, so we could hold any documentation or whatnot associated with the purchase. Well, if you look at the custom actions dropdown, there isn't an action called, just drop that down, there isn't an action that supports, you know, creating a new site. So in order to do this, we're going to just crack open Visual Studio and actually create the action and add it to SharePoint Designer so we can actually implement the workflow with that custom action. So let me go ahead and close SharePoint Designer 2010 and go over to Visual Studio 2010, and let's create a new project. And I'm going to create an empty SharePoint project, and I'm going to call it SPD Custom Workflow Actions. Okay, and I'm going to create it, if you're doing the labs along with these videos, I'm going to create it in the proper folder, just in case you're following along. Okay. Now, when it asks me what site do I want to use for local debugging, of course I want to use SharePoint 2010 running on my local machine, just like I would if I was developing for SharePoint 2010. Later, we're going to package up this custom action and the actual workflow into Sandbox Solutions or packages, WSP files, and actually import them into SharePoint Online to deploy the workflow to the final execution environment, which for us is going to be up in the cloud. So I'll go ahead and create it as a Sandbox solution so I make sure that I get all the Sandbox solution support from Visual Studio 2010. And I'll click Finish. And the next thing that I want to do is I want to add a class. And this class is going to provide the implementation of my custom action. So just go up to Code, select Class, and I'll call this Create Site Action. Okay. And this class needs to be public, so I'll change it to public. And I'm going to just drop a couple of using statements in here so I can gain access to the various namespaces that I'm going to use, particularly the SharePoint namespaces. And then the next thing that I need to do is actually implement the custom action as a method. So you can see here that I'm going to create a new method called createSite, and it's going to accept SP user code workflow context as the context of the executing workflow, so I can have access to the site and the list and so on. And then it's going to pass in a string for the site name. And this is just what I'm going to pass in to create the title of this new site that I want to create as the example of our custom action. You can see here that I'm going to return a hash table, and this hash table is going to return back like success or error codes that I'll be able to use within the workflow, just for debugging purposes. So, I'll implement the custom action just by creating the hash table results, and then a try-catch block. I'll use a using statement to get access to the SP site, the site collection, based on the context.current web URL. I'll get access to SP web or the underlying subsite. And then I'll just say web.webs, add. I'll use the site name as the title, trip report colon, and then just append on site name for the description. I'll base it on English. I'll use the team site template and so on. And then here, if everything works well, I'm gonna set the hash table value success equal to true and exception equal to string.empty. Otherwise, I'm going to pass the exception back if I had any problems. Okay? So that is the code that'll actually perform the custom action to create the site. Now, that's not enough. What I actually need to do is I need to surface this class or this class and method in SharePoint Designer. And I do that by adding an empty elements file and using that elements file to kind of describe the custom action to SharePoint Designer, kind of bridging that gap between the code that's going to run and how it's going to be implemented and called via the workflow execution itself. Okay? So I'm going to call this create site action definition. And then I'm going to use one of the SharePoint schemas, the one that's associated with the designer workflow, in order to actually implement this. Okay? So the first thing that I need to do is I need to add the workflow actions element. And this is going to be where I define all the actions that I'm going to be mapping into the class or classes within my particular custom action solution. Next, I define an action. You can see here that the name of the action is going to be create site, and it's going to be in the category sandboxed workflow actions. And I picked this as an arbitrary name. You can name it according to the solution or whatever. Whatever is going to make it as easy as possible for your users to find it. It is a sandbox solution because I'm going to use this in SharePoint Online. The class name is SPD custom workflow actions, so the namespace dot create site action. So it's mapping, this is going to map the action to the actual class, And then the function name is going to be create site. Okay, so next thing that I need to do is actually within the action itself, I need to start mapping this method call into the designer. Oops. So let me grab the actual correct piece of code. And that's the rule designer element and the field binds within it. So the rule designer actually defines the sentence that's going to be shown in the designer. So create site with name %1, exceptions log to %2. Now %1 and %2 are just variables that I'm going to use to map that into fields that I'm going to define. And these are these little hyperlinks that you see within the workflow designer. So one's going to be called site name. The text that's going to be displayed is going to be site name. The designer type is going to be text box. The next one's going to be exception. It's going to be the text that's going to be shown within the sentence is going to be exception, and the designer type is going to be parameter names. And then finally, I need to map those particular hyperlinks or those field binds in the designer into the call to the create site method. So here you can see that I've got a couple parameters. The first is called underbar context. This is the special parameter that I can use to access the workflow context itself. That's going to be passed in. It's going to be hidden, so you're not going to see it in the designer. The next is site name, which is going to be of type string. Direction is going to be passed in. Designer type text box, and it's going to map to that site name above and give a description here. Exception, type string, directions out, of type parameter names, again matching that field bind, and then giving a description of exception encountered. Okay? So once I have all that, let me just save everything. I want to make sure that the feature is defined at the site collection level, so it's accessible to any workflow within the site. Okay, and once I have that, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, normally I do some F5 debugging and make sure everything's working as it should be. I'm just going to go ahead and package this, and we'll go ahead and start using it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back into SharePoint Designer. Actually, let's do this first. The first thing that I need to do is go ahead and make sure that solution's available. So I'll say site settings, solutions, make it available to my SharePoint on-prem site. And I'm going to do that so I can actually use it in the workflow. So I'll click solutions, upload solution, browse, and let's go ahead and grab that. So it's going to be in the labs. There we go. And then I'll activate it. And now I can actually go into the workflow and use that site action. So here I'm going to open up a site. I'm going to open up my on-premise site. I'll go to workflows, non-standard business purchase requests, edit workflow. And then I want to, after the email is sent, I want to actually create a site. So I'll select actions, scroll down. There's the category I created, sandbox workflow actions create site. Here you can see is the sentence that I defined. So the site name I'm going to use is current name title. And then I can log the exceptions to a variable if I'd like. Once I've got that, that's my work within the workflow designer. Most of the work was actually done in code. I'll go ahead and click publish. Okay, and this is going to publish the new workflow up into Workflow Designer. I'm sorry, into SharePoint on-prem, my development debugging site. Okay, once that's done, let's go back over to Lab03 site. Take a look at the list. Okay, and now you can see that I have a workflow. You can see the previous workflow is actually marked here as the previous version, right? The one that I created in the prior video. So I'm going to go ahead and just enact this on one of the list items that I've already defined, one from the last video. So I'll say I want to learn about SharePoint Online. And click Start. And it'll take a second to start this up the first time just because I just deployed it or republished it, especially because it now has a custom action which it needs to, you know, kind of hydrate and get started. So we'll give this a second. And there's my workflow. Okay, so let's go in here and take a look at the workflow. So there's the workflow. You can see the custom action gets updated in the visualization, which is a great feature. I'm going to go ahead and approve this guy, and let's watch the site get created. Okay, so it's just going to take a second here, again, because this is the first time we've done it. You can see the check marks have all gone through, and now I've got this little status or updating check mark there. Okay, so there's the green check mark. Now if I go into Site Actions, View All Site Content, you can see here that a trip report was created with the title TechEd 2011, which was, in fact, the title of that list item. So there's my site. Great, so that is a custom action implemented within a workflow within SharePoint Designer. I'm sorry, within SharePoint On-Premise, and I did it through SharePoint Designer. So how do I actually get this workflow up into SharePoint Online? Well, it's the same as any solution. It's just a matter of getting a WSP file or a sandbox solution, getting access to that. So how do I do that? Well, let's go over to Workflows, select the workflow, and say Save as Template. Okay, and it's been saved to the Site Assets library. Let's just hit Refresh here. There it's saved as number 2. Let me go ahead and delete this guy. Let's just rename this one. Okay, and then I'm just going to select it and say preview in browser just so I can download it, and I'm going to overwrite that last one. Okay, so that's the updated workflow that actually has the custom action in it. Now I'll go over to SharePoint Online, I'll go to the top level site within the site collection, I'll go Site Actions, Site Settings, Solutions. Now, what I want to do is I actually want to get rid of the old workflow, so I'll deactivate that, okay, and then I will delete it, because that one doesn't have the site action, so let's go ahead and add the one with the site action. Actually, before I do that, I want to actually add the WSP file for that custom action, because if that's not there, obviously the workflow is not going to work, because it's going to expect to find that namespace.class, and it's not going to be able to find it. So let's go ahead and go grab that guy. Okay. And I'll activate that so it's available. And now I'm going to upload the WSP file for the actual, there we go, the actual workflow itself. Okay. Okay, so let's go over to Lab 03, which is the site that I'm actually going to use to show this, and I'll go to Manage Site Features. And now the custom action is deployed as a site collection feature, so that one's all taken care of. I do need to start up the actual workflow feature itself, just like I did last time, and then I need to associate the workflow. So I'll go in here and say list, workflow settings, purchase requests. You can see there's the prior version up there. So let's actually, in fact, let's go ahead and remove those just to make it clearer to see. Let's add a workflow, and let's add the workflow with that custom step. I'm going to click OK here, or Next, and then save it. Okay, and let's go and use the workflow and see the site get created. Okay, so I'd still like to learn about SharePoint Online. Click Start. Again, it's going to take some time to start for the first time just because this is the first time we've done it. So just a few seconds more while the workflow is started. And maybe just a few seconds more. And there we go. Okay. So let's go ahead and select this guy and say workflows in progress. There's the custom action. Let's go ahead and approve it. I'll just click approve. We'll hit F5 again just to get the diagram to update here. You can see there's a little progress bar, the progress wheel. Okay, so there's the site action. Or I'm sorry, the custom action says that it's gone ahead and finished. So I'll go to view all site content. Scroll down here, and there's our trip report. So as you could see, I was able to take that workflow and the custom action that I developed on-premise and through the Save As Template feature, save off the workflow as a WSP file, and then the WSP file, of course, it was created for my sandbox solution. I could package both of those up and take them along to SharePoint Online and deploy them to run in the cloud. So that's custom actions within SharePoint Online, developed with Visual Studio 2010. And again, custom actions give you the ability to extend or customize workflows to include any code that you can build into a sandbox solution and run within the cloud within SharePoint Online.